Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Web. Yes, that's what's going on today. Thank you so much for all those that are tuning in, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you. Hello. Hey to my sister who's listening in on the show tonight. And we're excited to have you listening. Yep. We are super excited to have all those that are coming in from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Charvette.com and all of our broadcast stations. We are excited you're here. So let me tell you, today's show is going to be amazing. I'm always in the pursuit of finding guests that I can bring before you guys that really help us with the goal of the show. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I believe we have accomplished that tonight, and we are accomplishing that tonight. And so first up, that's going to be coming up to the mic. She's in the virtual green room right now, so I know she's enjoying some virtual snacks. We have Lady Author, conference host, speaker, Anika Stewart joining us in the building. You're going to get to hear all about her. She's back by popular demand. And actually, you've heard some of her commercials on our show here. But in particular, she is here today to chat about a conference that she is bringing to the capital city of Richmond. So shout out to my Richmond listeners. And if you're not in Richmond, no problem. You know, the train comes here, the plane comes here. You know what? You can get on a bicycle and get here. Anywhere you get here, you want to get here. So you're going to get to hear all of that. And we're excited to have Anika Stewart here. Again, founder and CEO of Embracing Your Inner Woman. And then we're going to keep the heat turned up. We're excited to feature Morgan Avery McCoy. She is back by popular demand as well. So the last time you heard Morgan was when she was featured in a series on TV here in Richmond, the Heart Series. And so she joined us briefly, but she's here today and coming up in our second segment just to chat. She's an actress. She is a keynote speaker. She is a minister. She is the CEO of MAM, M-A-M, Incorporated. And she has this phenomenal, like, one-woman show, The Evolution of a Black Girl. She's got issues. She's got this one-woman dramatic presentation that she's on tour doing, and we're going to get to hear all about that. Morgan Avery McCoy, yep, is going to be with us in the virtual studio. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter. Tell them, listen, this is what we're listening to. This is what we're getting into. You should come over. You should listen for yourself. So again, our first segment coming up to the mic, Anika Stewart. I'm telling you what, authors, speaker, conference host. We have tagged, into this. Also, amazing creator of self-identity apparel, and she's really a community activist. And so, I want you guys to put your hands together virtually and welcome Lady Anika Stewart to the show. Hello, Anika. Welcome.
Hello, Charvette, and thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here on this evening.
Yes, we are glad we were able to just snag a few minutes of your time. I know you are super busy, just life and empowering women. And so I'd love to just kind of remind our listeners that are get our new listeners acquainted with you. So just tell our listeners, you know, how did you get the passion around really empowering women and that statement of I'm every woman I choose to live?
Yes. So it was this ministry came about in after something traumatic happened to me in my life. And how many of you know that sometimes it takes something traumatic to happen in order to wake you up? And that's exactly what happened to me. It was in the year of 2007 of November. And I was sleeping in, and as I was sleeping, these two masked gunmen, they entered my home and they began to tie my hands up and tie my legs up. And it was in that moment that I thought my life was over and that I would never have a chance to be this phenomenal woman that I only dreamed about. And so from that moment forward, when, you know, God allowed me to say, he saved my life, pretty much. He saved my life and allowed me to get another chance at life. It was in that moment that I said, I choose to live. And that meant that I choose to be liberated, improve daily, be vivacious and enlightened. And I'm no longer going to live beneath my means. I'm no longer going to settle and live this lifestyle of drug addiction. And so I chose to be healed and begin to transform my life and put my life back together. And so embracing your inner woman was birthed from that.
Wow. And thank you for choosing to live. You know, I think some people, they may not leave this earth, if you will, but they have not made that declaration to live either. So I think that is, you know, powerful to have that declaration that I'm choosing to live. Like, this is a choice I'm making. And I'm so glad you're on the other side of the testimony. You are a living witness of God's goodness. He just needed a witness.
Yes.
And so you're a living witness for that. And you're doing great things in the Delaware area. So even though we're going to talk about the conference you're bringing to Richmond, but just tell us a little bit about Delaware and the community. And I know you have a lot of ladies that you mentor and look up, you know, to you. So just tell us a little bit about kind of just the area, your church, and all of that.
Yeah, so I am born and raised in Dover, Delaware. That's where I reside currently. And Delaware is a small state in itself, but there's a little city called Dover. And that's where I reside and that's where I'm from. And it's a small community. Everyone knows each other. And God was introduced to me. My mom introduced God to me. I was born and raised in the church. How they say, you know, you're born and raised in the church. I was in the church since birth. And so I always, you know, just knew about God. And but of course I had my setbacks, you know, and I became a teenage mother at the age of 14, and I had three children by the age of 20 years old, you know. So I began to live my life on my terms. And needless to say, you know, once I finally got myself together and decided that I'm going to choose to live, you know, I came upon my pastor today, which is Dr. Ira Duane Roche III, and they are my supporters. They are my support system. I've had a chance through me going through my transformation and healing process to be able to help others go through their transformation process. You know, I help them to birth their purpose, be aware and identify their gifts and their talents. And I love what I do because I meet with these individuals every Friday. We do an outreach ministry where we able to impart into them. I mean, we talk, not just talk about God, but we talk about life challenges because we all going through something and we just need to be encouragers of one another. And that's what it's simply about, me being able to help these women who are depressed, who are dealing with death and anger and resentment. I help them to be able to push past that and begin to love on themselves because it's called self-love first, so that way they can pursue their purpose and live.
All right. I am loving that and so glad that you have that Friday event where you can really just sow into the lives of women. And listeners, you can hear more about Anika Stewart, and in particular, I know just a little bit of her background has piqued you all's interest, but I want you to pick up her book, Diaries of an Elect Lady, I Choose to Live. That's going to give you, you know, a little bit more background. We're not going to give you no more background. We just gave you enough to whet your appetite. But jump over to LadyAnikaStewart.com. And if you're hanging out at Charvette.com, we've got the link there for you. And so check this out. I personally, I have read it. read the book, and so it's one of those things where you're like, oh, wow. You know, they say you don't look like what you've been through. And so you do not look like what you've been through. And so talk a little bit about your really clothing T-shirt line, but you definitely call it identity apparel. So talk about that.
Yes, self-identity apparel is my T-shirt clothing line. And literally this clothing line was birthed through every transitional period in my life. You know, it started with the declaration that I choose to live. We understand that, you know, I was in this traumatic situation, and it was from that moment in my life that I decided that I'm going to choose to live. Well, after I just choose to live, we understand that we got to go through the healing process. And as I was going through the healing process, that's when I birthed Beauty Is My Name, because I begin to understand that I'm no longer going to allow people to call me outside of my name. My name is Beauty. My name is Confidence. You know, it was about a declaration. It was about a statement that I was declaring. And so that's one of the T-shirt lines, is Beauty Is Her Name. And then we have I'm Every Woman, because I'm every woman. I celebrate women who are in victory, who are of power and prestige. You know, I celebrate these women because we all have a story to tell. And so we are every woman, because we are all women of victory, women of triumph, you know, and we have a story to tell. So those are the T-shirts that you can purchase if you resonate with any one of those declarations.
All right, there you go. If you resonate, if you connect with any of that, if you want to say, yes, I want to identify. And I'm going to tell you, Anika, T-shirts are powerful. I happen to today have on one of Sonya Key's T-shirts, and it says, #walkinlove, Ephesians 5:2. And so I was in the grocery store today, and one of the workers in the grocery store said, what's the rest of that scripture? So, you know, T-shirts are like, they open up the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They open, you know, they're very, very, very powerful just to, you know, open up conversation. And so so we move along, you've got this book out, you've got the T-shirt line, and you're mentoring and outreach, and then you've moved into public speaking, transformational speaking. And so how has that been for you, you know, connecting with conferences and things of that nature to really show up in person and, you know, and help transform lives?
It's been... oh my gosh, I don't even know how to put that in words. I have really been fortunate, and I have really been blessed to be able to be on the platforms that I have been on so far in my pursuit of entrepreneurship. You know, again, when I published my book, Diaries of an Elect Lady, I really didn't have the mindset to say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur now that I have this book published. You know, that wasn't even where my mentality was. And it wasn't until I began to hire my coach, my book coach, and she said, Anika, you are a brand. You publishing your book is going to open up doors for you to be able to speak about your story, and being able to put you on platforms to be able to speak to audiences and tell them how they can overcome these things. And so she began to, you know, tell me all these avenues of how I can be able to touch people's lives in different way, and out, not just the book, but being able to touch people's lives through the book. And so, like I said, I've been having the pleasure to even be with the conference that you hosted. You know, that was a big opportunity for me. I didn't take that lightly. I took that as a privilege and an honor to be amongst your community and on your platform to share my story through my T-shirt line. So see, these things open up doors for you that you don't even think of, but you just got to step out on faith and say, okay, let God order your steps. And that's what happened for me.
And instruction and follow the instruction, follow the steps as they are ordered for you. And so now you are hosting your own conferences, and this is the third annual conference, and so not a novice to this at all. And so what was it like the very first time you said, you know what, let me actually host my own conference? What was the trigger that made you say, let me do this?
What made me, I have to say this. You know, I'm a minister of the church, and so, you know, you have your church conferences. And so I was doing those every year for my women's ministry. I would host a conference through church, not necessarily through my business. But when I birthed Embracing Your Inner Woman, I said, you know what, I want to branch out and not just touch the individuals through faith-based ministry, but I also want to touch individuals who may not know God, who are still lost, who are trying to figure it out and trying to identify who they are and what their purpose is and what their assignment is. So that's literally, I took a leap of faith and was like, I'm going to do my own conference. And my first conference that I held, it was only 30 people in attendance. Only 30 people were in attendance. And, you know, some may say, well, that's not a lot of people. But for me, it showed me that I have an audience. People want to hear what I have to say, whether it was 30 or 30,000. These 30 people showed up and they invested in me. They invested in themselves to be a part of this experience. And so from that moment forward, I said, oh my God, I have an audience. People want to hear about Anika. They want to hear about my story. They, you know, and so from there, I've just done it every year since and haven't stopped.
And have so not stopped. And here we are, 2018, and the conference is on the road now. So transitioning from Dover, Delaware to Richmond, Virginia, the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And so Richmond welcomes you May 18th and 19th in the city. And so for those that are like, my interest is piqued, tell me more. So let's kind of walk them through the theme and then also like what is going to take place on the 18th and also what's going to take place on the 19th.
Oh my goodness. So yes, the I'm Every Woman's conference is simply about us creating a space for all women of different backgrounds and diversities. We are creating a positive environment for you to be unashamed, unapologetic, and authentic as you stand in your truth. So we are going to praise you right where you are and what's to come of your life. And so we have an awesome lineup of some dynamic speakers and entertainment as well. So on May the 18th, the doors will open up at 5:30. So, and we will begin our program at 6 p.m. sharp. And so you will be introduced to none other than Sarah Grace. You may not know her. Some of you may know her. Some of you may not. But Sarah Grace, she's our keynote speaker, and she is a faith-filled, spirit-driven communicator. And she has a remarkable testimony of transparency, of transformation. And so you will be hearing from her. You will also be entertained with Wendy Lee. She is from the Richmond. From Richmond, Virginia, yes. And she's our comedian of that evening. Then we also have spoken word by none other than Brianna Coley. She's a young woman, but she is phenomenal in really capturing that moment, and just her spoken words are phenomenal. And then we have also on that night, May 18th, we have what we call a Tell Your Story presenters. These are women from our community, and they have a story to tell, and I believe in giving them that platform. So we have Bridget Banks from Philadelphia, PA. We have Ann Sewell from Maryland. We have Shawnee Gilmore from Dover, Delaware. They're coming to tell their story. And so moving forward to May 19th, we will open the doors at 9:30 a.m. and we're going to start at 10 o'clock sharp. And we will have Mr. Leroy Allen. He is from the Merlin. He's from Merlin as well, and he's going to be our speaker for that morning segment. And he's going to be talking about leadership, positioning yourself towards the great. We have the phenomenal Robin Sample. She is from Maryland as well, Cambridge, Maryland, and she's one of our phenomenal speakers. And she is going to be talking about leadership and transformation as well, what it looks like to transform, what it feels like, what your language should be. She's going to really break that down for us. And we have myself. I will be our keynote on Saturday, and I'm going to talk about what it looks like to choose to live. I'm going to be talking about that statement and really breaking it down for you and giving you some steps and tools and strategies on choosing to live and take charge of your life, and mentally and emotionally. And then we have our entertainment for that day, Michelle Applewhite. She is from Dover, Delaware, and she is an actor. So she's going to be giving us some comedian style comedy on that Saturday. And then we have more entertainment for you. We have the Ashley Summer. She's going to be giving us songs. You know, she's going to have us on our feet. And then we also have our honorees. And I'm excited because we have none other than Charvette Mitchell. She will be honored. Yes.
Thank
she will
you
be
so
honored
much for the honor.
With absolutely prestigious woman award, and it fits her very well. So she's going to be honored with that. And then we have LaTanya Boyd, and she's going to be receiving the Leading Lady Award. So literally, we have so much in store for our guests, down to empowerment, inspiration, dining. We will be feeding you guys. We got door prizes. We got giveaways. I mean, it's just so much that we have in store. And some things I did not mention because we have some surprises. But you just got to be there to come. You got to be there.
All right. Your personal invitation to be here right in Richmond, Virginia, May 18th and 19th. And so they need to register. So this is a registered event. And so, Anika, tell them how they can register and what the registration is.
Yes, so you can register at LadyAnikaStewart.com. It's spelled Lady, my name is A-N-I-K-A, Stewart.com. And the registration, we have our VIP admission at $150, and our general admission tickets are $125. And so you can register again at LadyAnikaStewart.com.
All right, and registration will get you into all of the activities and the events, the 18th and the 19th, and you said there's some food, so tell them about the food, because, you know, people like to like food, so if you, it helps them get their registration in. Let's tell them about the food.
Yes, the food. Oh, and you know I like to eat too. So you know, definitely we're gonna have Friday night. We're gonna have chicken. We're gonna have chicken smothered in southern gravy. We got some vegetables, and we also gonna have roast beef as well. It's gonna be buffet style. So let me just tell you, we have plenty of food, and you can come up as many times as you would like to get your servings, because it's going to be buffet style, so you can, you know, get as much as you want. And so we're going to have two meats, two vegetables. We got some dessert as well. And I mean, I'm telling you, we got some great things in store for you guys. And this will be held at, I'm sorry, Charvette, I didn't tell them where it's going to be held at. It's going to be held at the Hilton Garden Inn, literally 7 minutes away from the airport. So those of you who are saying, you know, I'm not in that area, you can definitely fly in, and they have shuttle transportation that can bring you right to the hotel, and it's free. So
all right, the Hilton Garden Inn in the East End of Richmond, and I wanted her to mention the meal for Friday night, because a lot of you or some of you may be, you know, you may work during the day and then you say, I got to rush and I got to do this, do that. Well, your registration is basically including your dinner for Friday night, so you can just plan to be there, you know, on time, and that is taken care of for you. That is why I bring that up. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And this is open to men and women.
Yes,
is that
this
correct?
Is open to
okay.
men and women. Even though we say, you know, the theme is I'm every woman, empower women, empower women. It's not unfortunate for me. Men do come to this event. They come to support us. We have a man who is speaking as well on the platform, so that says a lot because
yeah.
I feel like we need to have a men's perspective. As women, we need to have a men's perspective in these things because we're raising men. Most of us, we're single mothers, and we're raising our young boys. So it's good to have that perspective from another man. And men do attend as well. So, and we also will be feeding you guys on Saturday as well. So.
Oh my goodness. All right, listeners.
Yeah,
so,
you get food Saturday too.
There you go. So you can hear all that your registration includes. And so connect. LadyAnikaStewart.com. Again, if you're hanging out on Charvette.com listening, the blog is right there all about Lady Anika. You can see her full bio. We spared you, but you can see her full bio there and a link that goes right to her website so you can purchase the book. You can check out tickets for the conference, certainly, and then also if you want a T-shirt, that information is there for you as well. All right. Well, I'm telling you what, it's been amazing having you on the show. And, again, thank you for counting me as one of the honorees for your upcoming conference. I really appreciate that, and I thank you for that honor, and I look forward to being there and seeing all of you that are going to be there as well in Richmond. And so that is a wrap. Lady Anika, tell people how they can connect with you on social media.
You can connect with me on Facebook. It's Anika Stewart. And you can connect with me also on Instagram. It's also Anika Stewart. And Twitter, Anika Stewart. So you can connect with me on all those social medias.
All right. We kept it really easy for you. Thanks again for all those that are listening, those that are on the phone lines listening. Thank you as well. And we'll be seeing you in Richmond in many days hence from here. Thank you, Lady Anika, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. Listen, my guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, Morgan Avery McCoy. She is coming up to the mic. You don't want to miss her at all. Actress, you've heard her before on this show when we were fortunate to feature the Heart series. Yep. She's back by popular demand. And we're going to catch up with her and what's going on in her world. Again, actress, keynote speaker, award-winning actress. Let me just say that. And historical interpreter, a minister, and so much more. So thanks for those that are tuning in. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Pursue your purpose and choose to live. Be liberated, improve, vivacious, and enlightened. Embracing your inner woman aims to empower, inspire, and encourage you to make your declaration now. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com. We offer counseling such as mental health, substance abuse, faith-based, and business consultations. This is where dreams become reality. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, we are right on track to jump right into our second segment. Thank you for those that are hanging out on the phone line. Thank you for those that are listening in from Twitter and Facebook, Charvette.com, and, of course, our broadcast stations and our friends on iTunes that listen from the iTunes podcast, and those of you that may listen from your Alexa device. Yep. Some of you may have found me on Alexa. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening in. And so let's move on into our second segment. Again, excited to have Morgan Avery McCoy in the virtual studio. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic in moments. She's an author, a keynote speaker, a historical interpreter, a minister, an award-winning actress, and CEO of MAM Incorporated. She utilizes her unique storytelling ability to really motivate her audiences of all ages and backgrounds. And I just want to note, stick a pin here, that she's so impressive when you see her and see what she delivers. That Academy Award winner, Louis Gossett Jr., he was so impressed with Morgan and her vision and her passion that he co-sponsored her Evolution of a Black Girl at the 2015 Multi-State College Tour through his foundation. And so excited. She's still a newlywed, and she's here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So coming up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, hello, Morgan Avery McCoy. Welcome.
Hello, Charvette Mitchell. Thank you so much for having me again, and hello to everyone who's listening.
Yay! Wow. So I'm telling you, a difference that a year or two makes. And so
yeah.
I think the first time on the show, you weren't married at the time, but now you're married. So tell us
now,
how is
married
life?
Praise the Lord. It's great. It's been 1 year and 2 months. So we are
wow.
1 year in. It's been awesome. So I just thank God, because I think when I met you, I was praying for my Boaz, praying that the Lord would send the right one, and he did. So thank very
and
grateful.
He answered. He
worth
heard and answered.
And answered, yes.
Yes, he heard and answered. So I love that testament and testimony. And so how has it been kind of balancing married life and, you know, all of these visions and goals and things that you're executing with your personal brand? How have you
yeah.
been able to kind of balance it?
You know, it's definitely been an adjustment for sure, but I'm grateful, because when my husband met me, we actually met in December, and we met in 2014 in December, and that's a whole story, because my mother told me in October that I was going to meet my husband that year, and I said, the year is almost up, but I met him. So I met him in December, and I was going on tour that January, because Mr. Gossett had co-sponsored my travel to go to 30 colleges. So when he first met me, he met me along with the ministry that I do, along with the artistic aspects with my business, and it didn't scare him. He was encouraged, you know, very encouraging and supportive, and, you know, would call me, you know, while I was on tour for those 3 months, and flew in to come and meet me. So he already knew what the deal was, and I'm just really grateful that he's a business owner as well, so he gets it and has a passion for the Lord too. So it's been an adjustment with balancing everything, but it's been going well.
So, I love that. So there is hope, ladies that are out there that's doing your
yes.
thing. Leaders and building your brands, there
Absolutely.
are guys that are going to be right there with you in it. And so
yes.
So acting, when did the acting bug first bite you?
The acting bug first bit me when I was 7 years old, Charvette, because I was a super-duper shy child. I was scared to talk to people, scared to give eye contact. I would hide behind my mom. And so my parents, they were trying to put me in things to get me out, you know, to get me to be a little bit more expressive. And so they put me in dance. They put me in, you know, gymnastics. They put me in all these different things. And then they put me in drama. And I fell in love with being on the stage. And so I got my first lead role at 7 years old, my first paid gig at 14 years old. And my parents just really, I told them this is what I want to do, and I'm thankful that, you know, a lot of times parents, if it's not a traditional kind of job or career, they might, you know, encourage you to do something else. My parents heard my heartbeat. Other people thought they were crazy. They were like, you know, your daughter makes straight A's. You need her to be a doctor or a lawyer, and they said we want her to be what God wants her to be, and so I'm really grateful for that. So I've been acting for a while, and I love it. I love it. Stage. So this is how I got my start, and then I started doing film and TV work, and I'm just very passionate about telling stories. I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, storyteller. And how do you prepare for a role? What are some of the things that you do to kind of get into character?
Sure. For me, I definitely implement the Stanislavski acting method, and so I really try to think about try to become the character, who that character is, how do they walk, how do they think, what are they dealing with emotionally, which causes them to say the lines that they say. And so really creating backstory is really important for me. So even if they're just, it's just one line that is said, they're to know the weight behind that line. And so really, because I am a writer, it gives me an opportunity to create story behind the story. So when you see me on stage or you see me on screen where you know there's more, you know, to try to create a layered character. So for me, the main thing is to create backstory, to know where they're coming from and try to make connections personally so I understand the character. So that's
one of your little things. Okay. Stage better than film, or vice versa?
You know, I remember I got my undergrad at Hampton University in theater, and I told my theater professors, well, I don't plan on using anything that you guys taught me because I'm going to do film. I want to be a film actress, right? Fast forward years later, my company, I do live performances. That's my bread and butter. That's my passion. You know, I do my show Evolution of a Black Girl from the Slave House to the White House, where I play 12 characters on stage. And She's Got Issues, I play 7 characters. I have another show about adoption where I play 5 characters. And so it's very interesting because the 20-year-old Morgan thought that the stage, that was just kind of a means to an end, but I didn't realize it was really something I'm very passionate about. So I love telling stories. Theater is something you get that instant gratification. You're able to connect with audiences. The great thing about film, though, you're able to reach more people. So, you know, I'm open to both, you know, both aspects, and am able to do both live performances and as well as film acting. So as long as I'm telling a good story that I believe in, then I can give it my all.
All right. And so thank you for representing Richmond, Virginia well. Because listeners, Morgan is from Richmond. I interview people from all over. You guys know I interview people from all over, really, the world, but it's so great to be able to interview and spotlight someone who's in the city with me. And so thank you for representing Richmond. Now, have there been people who said, hey, you should move to New York, you should move to LA, you should move to Atlanta? Has any of that buzz been in your ear?
Absolutely, because I'm from Newport News. And so my plan was, after grad school, I went to Regent University in film producing. And so my plan was to leave, to go to Atlanta, to go to New York, and so I'm trying to line things up because I did a lot of work in New York while I was in grad school, and I would go there. Some of my family's there, and so that was my plan. And then my parents, they moved to Richmond, and I was transitioning, you know, finishing grad school and, you know, maintaining my apartment while traveling to Baltimore, going to different shows, doing different things for my acting career. And they're like, it doesn't make sense for you to, you know, have your apartment there in Virginia Beach. Just come, you know, while you're transitioning, come to Richmond. I'm like, what's in Richmond? I'm not going to Richmond. My first day in Richmond, Charvette, I got a Walmart commercial, got an ECPI commercial. A couple of weeks later, Steven Spielberg came to do Lincoln. and got an opportunity on LinkedIn. I said, well, Lord, it's the safest place to be is in the perfect will of God. You know, so a lot of people can tell you where you need to be, where you want to be, where God wants you to be. And this is where my husband was. This is where the Heart TV series was shot. I met Iris Boland, got a chance to be on her television show, and so many different projects right here in Richmond. So it's been pretty awesome.
You better preach.
Yes,
because God can open up opportunity anywhere. A geographic location.
Exactly.
He will cut open a hole.
He will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way, and he did.
This is helping me. I'm loving it.
Amen. Amen.
This is good. God is good. I'm telling you.
Yes, he is.
So what's going on, like, right now, you know, in your life? What are you working on? What do you want people to know
about? Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting. Right now, we have been on our 2018 kickoff tour for Black History Month and Women's History Month. We've been to Texas.
Yeah.
All over, and I'm excited because now is where Women's History Month is right around the corner, and I'm going to New Jersey this Friday. So anybody in New Jersey and New York area will be in Teaneck, New Jersey at the Polk and Cultural Arts Center doing my show, Evolution of a Black Girl. Then right after that, I'll be in Ohio March 6th and March 7th at Cuyahoga Community College performing Evolution of a Black Girl for their Women's History Program. Then we'll be in Virginia Beach for Minister Brenda Crofton and Crofton Ministries' Duck Away Women's Retreat in Virginia Beach doing She's Got Issues, bringing attention to a lot of women's issues. The retreat is going to be awesome. It's going to be on the water. I'm really excited. And then we have an opportunity. So we're going all over. You know, we'll be at St. Paul and me doing their anniversary service. I'll be doing my show there for them on March 10th. And then coming back to Hampton for New Life Women's Conference on March 17th. So we're going a variety of places. And I'll be going ending the month off in Florida. I'll be at Bethune-Cookman doing my She's Got Issues show, bringing attention to sexual assault awareness, domestic violence prevention, and then on my birthday, March 30th, I'll be performing for my mother's women's conference, the Super Women's Conference. So March is full. So I'm excited. We're going to be getting a chance to empower people and inspire people with these shows and meeting new people. And it's amazing because with the one woman shows that I tour, although it's the same characters, the audience is different. And so what they pull from you is different. Their experience and how they're encouraged and the testimonies as a result of it, it's just been amazing. So I'm excited. And people can check out my website I rattled off a lot of different information, but if you're in one of those locations, you can see the tour calendar on my website, MorganAveryMcCoy.com.
There you go. And we've linked to it from a blog post on Charvette.com. So if you're listening from Charvette.com, just make sure you hang out on the blog of Morgan. It has her full bio and then a link to her website. And I'm looking right now on her website, and the full tour schedule is there. And if you are someone saying, I need Morgan at my event, my conference, my whatever, so there's information there how they can connect with you, right? Are you still, are you taking dates, into April and the other months?
Definitely. We do have like 3 days available in March, but we do have some availability in April. Just got called for a couple of conferences over the summertime. So, yes, anybody interested in bringing the show or bringing me to speak, just reach out to our office via the website, and we would love to connect and see how we can help and tell a story that will inspire the people that you encourage, for sure.
Yeah, and so since we are, you know, rounding out and finishing out Black History Month, I'd love to share a little bit more with the listeners about the evolution of a Black girl and kind of just what's the setup of that? What's kind of your goal and your mission of delivering
this? Sure. So with the show, I play 12 characters. I play Michelle Obama. I play Rosa Parks. I play Coretta Scott King and Madam C.J. Walker. I tell stories of Harriet Tubman and Josephine Baker and Phyllis Wheatley and these amazing women who are leaders, who have impacted our community, our cultures, and we celebrate what they've done. But a lot of times we don't know the details of their stories. And so within this show, I take the audience on a journey starting in the 1700s in Africa, ending present day in America. And so we kind of transcend race and gender throughout the show. It's just a show that is very inspirational. It's something that empowers you, that encourages you to dream, and not only dream, but how to catch that dream. A lot of times when I play the Maggie Walker character, you know, she tells about how her husband was killed by her son accidentally, and then her son died very shortly after that, and she was confined to a wheelchair and was diabetic, but she didn't let those things stop her. You know, here she was a woman who could not vote, but she ended up owning her own bank and inspiring and impacting the finances of the Richmond community. And so the concept at the end of her monologue, she says, here in the 20, what's your excuse? And she asked the audience, what's your excuse? Here in the 21st century, there's so many things you're already allowed to do, but over here, some of y'all talking about the things you can't do. My suggestion is find the fight in you. And my hope is that lines like that, you know, lines like Rosa Parks, where she talks about how, you know, she took a stand, she did the right thing, even though it wasn't the most lucrative, but it's something about knowing that when you stand before God and the people your decisions affect the most, knowing you did the right thing. You know, nuggets like that are throughout the play. And the hope is that it will infuse people with hope. That, you know, the reality is that these women that I portray, they were human beings. And a lot of times when we think about our Black history figures that we celebrate and commemorate, that we see them as heroes, and so we keep them at a distance for their from their humanity. You know what I mean? And so my show is one that brings the humanity out to show that it was disappointing. It was hard to perform places where you couldn't sit in. That was challenging, that even though Rosa Parks took a stance, it caused her to lose her job. And so really to bring it home for people where it's like, you know what? If Rosa Parks could do it, I can too. If Madam C.J. Walker did not have the ability to read, but she became the first African-American female self-made millionaire, what can I do with my life? And so that's what I hope, that people will leave out saying, you know what? I'm going to make a difference. You know, that is the hope. Yes. That's the desire. And, you know, it's just been such an amazing experience. I've gone to colleges and seen college kids that said, I was quitting school today, but I just saw your show and I'm going to stay. Moments like that make it worthwhile, you know, when we see little girls who are encouraged and own who they are, because there's a lot of self-hatred, I think, that we experience, specifically people of color. And so after experiencing this show, really being proud of who they are and what they represent and other women like them. And so it's just been really awesome to inspire audiences. And for me, that's the main goal, to empower, to inspire, to give hope. And that's what it's been doing for the past 4 years. So it's been pretty awesome.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. And listeners, again, that was an amazing, just quick synopsis for you of Evolution of a Black Girl. That, listen, it's a whole bunch of dates available for you. So go check out MorganAveryMcCoy.com. And again, if you're hanging out at Charvette.com, the link is literally like right there on the same blog page there. And so I'd love to have your, I don't know if you've seen Black Panther, but
I have.
You have? Okay, great.
Yes.
And so all of the buzz and all of the, it's really almost like a phenomenon. It's like, I don't even know what happened.
Yes.
But do you think it's just that thirst for African-Americans wanting to see us played a certain way on the big screen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First, the film is very well done, period. They did a phenomenal job. Yeah. And so in addition to it being an excellent film, I definitely think a part of what the phenomenon is that we as African Americans have been portrayed so stereotypically. And so to see us as, to see a Black film where we're not slaves, to see a Black film where we're not playing sports, to see a Black film where we are we're not thugs, we're not, you know, in the club, you know, to see a film with full of different shades of Blackness and it being celebrated and honored and being displayed in a proud way as the technical, you know, in an advanced state, because here Wakanda is more advanced than any other, you know, any other country. And so to see yourself portrayed in that way, I think it's time, it's so time to have something like this. And I'm so glad that it was done with the excellence and the dignity and the line. I mean, everything was just perfect. So I saw it and I just have been saying Wakanda forever, like consistently. So it's just, I'm really grateful. And what I hope that it does for the industry is that it encourages people to give money to films such as this, because a lot of times the big struggle is a money thing, because it's show business, you know. And so having the finances to back a black film sometimes can be challenging. But I'm hoping, seeing that there is a market, see that, you know, people are willing to support projects like these. And so investors, you know, producers, executive producers alike will say, hey, this is something we can support because we'll make money out of it. Because at the end of the day, that's really one of the big issues why we don't see the kind of films that we want to see. It's a money thing. And so I'm glad that Black Panther did and is doing as well as it is, and rightfully so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that says it all there. That says it all. And so if there are those that are listening in and they're saying, you know, I want to get into acting, theater, maybe I want to do my own, you know, one-person show, any kind of final comments and tips for that person?
Absolutely. Well, one, you know, reach out to me. I do academies, acting academies, as well as I've helped several solo performers create their one-woman shows or one-man shows, so that's something that we definitely, our company, can help you with. But in addition to that, make sure you tell a story that you're passionate about. In addition to Evolution, we have She's Got Issues, and I'm passionate about domestic violence prevention. I'm passionate about sexual assault awareness, about human trafficking prevention, about these issues. So if you're going to create a show, make sure it's something that you believe in. So I can play these characters in my sleep because I love them. I love what I do. And hopefully, if you're successful in your acting career, successful in your solo performer career, it'll be something that you'll be doing often. So you want to make sure it's something that you love, that you care about. And the other thing, suggesting now, it makes any actor and any artist know what your standard is, know what your line is, the things that you will and won't do. Because if you do not have a line, then you will cross it every time. So just making sure that you know where you stand would be my suggestion.
Where you stand. All right. That's good. All right. I love it. And so social media, how can people hang out with you or find you on social media?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Morgan Avery McCoy. That's on my Instagram and Facebook, and Twitter is Morgan A. McCoy. So follow me, and definitely we'll keep you posted about all the exciting things with all the shows and different events that we're doing.
All right. Keep us posted and keep us updated on everything that's
Charvette.
Going on.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm just glad we had a chance just to chat, catch up.
I know. Yes.
We'll do it again. Thanks for stopping
good.
By the show.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be wrapping up today's show. And so, as always, we want you to continue to check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And listen, it's really cool to go ahead and get the iTunes podcast. So you've got a couple ways to listen on the go. You can actually download my personal app, and that is in your store, any device you have, even BlackBerry. Just look for Charvette. You can download the app. And then also, if you are a Apple product user, it is available in the iTunes podcast section. So really great ways to just kind of keep up on the go, because I know we have a bunch of listeners who check out the show at different times and in different regions and all that kind of stuff. So thank you to those that are listening in and those that are catching us at whatever frequency and whatever time you are catching us. And stop by charvette.com. We have full blog posts for all of our guests. So there we have the opportunity to share their full bio, so you can kind of sit down and read, you know, everything you want to know about the guest. And then also we link to their website from our website, so we make it easy for our listeners to be able to interact with, you know, with our guests that are coming on the show. And some of you sometimes say, well, how, you know, Charvette, how can I get on the show? How can I be interviewed? Well, just jump over to the contact page. Jump over to the contact page, and there's some information there for you about our interview criteria and what it takes to get on the show. So that's over at the contact page on charvette.com. And so I have to tell you and let you know that I am going to be making some updates to charvette.com, because I recently had a photo shoot with the amazing Kimmy James, who's located here in Richmond, Virginia. She is an amazing photographer. Actually, her wedding photography has been featured four different times in Essence Magazine online within the last 12 months alone. So four weddings, four brides, and the photography from, you know, those weddings that was her work was featured in Essence. And so I recently had a photo shoot, a video shoot, and I took my microphone because we were actually going to be doing the video was really centered around my web design service. And so my web design business, and I invite you to jump out and check CharvetteMitchell.com. If you don't have a website, listen, we want to take care of that for you. But the video was about the web design. But I said, you know what? Let me bring my mic. Let me just throw my mic in the bag just to be on the safe side. And I'm so glad that I did, because I was able to pull the mic out and get a couple pictures that are just going to refresh and lighten up the brand of the show. So I just want to let you all know, listeners, so you'll see some new images on Charvette.com. The whole entire site is not being redone. It's just you'll see some change out of images. And also, if you're following me on social media, let me tell you how to do that right now, actually. So go to Facebook.com/Charvette. Go to Twitter.com/Charvette. Instagram is Charvette M. Those are connection points, and so oftentimes you'll see me sharing a graphic that has my picture and has the guest picture, and so you'll see some updates to that as well as coming down the pike. So this is what it's all about. Listen, we're moving, transitioning out of winter, going into spring, so I'm going to challenge you. You know, what are you doing? What's new? What's fresh? What can you do for your business? What can you do for your brand? What can you do for your ministry to just keep things moving and keep yourself motivated, because people are waiting on you. They're listening and they're watching you and they're being inspired by you. And, you know, and like Morgan said, like, what's your excuse? Like, you know, your excuses are being snatched away. Every moment your excuses are being snatched away. And so the expectation is that you do something, especially if you've been given a dream, a vision, a goal, and things come naturally to you. Like, if it's not a struggle, let me just let you know, listeners, if it comes natural to you, you're like, go in that direction, like walk in that vein. If you're saying, I'm not sure what my purpose is, I'm not sure where I should be going in life, I'm not sure what exactly I should be doing, focus on the areas that come naturally, easily for you, and start walking in those directions. And then God will kind of redefine and clarify and highlight where exactly you should go. But sometimes people kind of sit and fold their hands and say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm here for. Start operating and moving in the areas that are easy for you. And I'm telling you, the road is going to unfold as you go. Well, that's it. We're wrapping up for today. Check back next week. More phenomenal shows. I'm actually going to be at a conference myself in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Trusted Connection Women's Conference next week. I am a panel moderator. I'm also doing some event, after party event type stuff on the first night of the conference. So if you are going to be at the Entrusted Connections Women's Retreat, then make sure you stop by and say, hey, I heard you on the show, and make sure that we connect and take a picture and tag me and tag me in the picture. Tag me in the picture. That's what's important. So thanks again, and we're really excited that you stopped by and that you listened in, and we're going to check with you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.